In the holy name of Jesus, amen. Some of you know that a couple of months ago, I lost a very beloved friend and mentor in life. His name was Joe, and he was a member and elder of my home church over at Messiah. Joe was one of the pillars of the congregation, being there from the early days of the church. He was known for being a watchdog of sorts, standing at the back of the church, making sure all was right and that people were properly welcomed. A few years ago, Joe lost his wife and companion of 65 years, Carol, who was equally loving and kind to all who she met. This past summer, Joe was diagnosed with cancer that was swiftly pressing in on his brain. As the months passed slowly, the darkness began to encroach on Joe's life. He began to lose his memory and his ability to walk. But through it all, a sliver of light still shined. The light of Christ radiating through Joe's life. The light given to him by grace through faith. In today's gospel lesson, we see this same darkness of death encroaching on the life of Christ too. He's heading toward Jerusalem, where he knows he will be put to death. He's loved by his disciples, but they still don't get it. The family who raised him thinks he's lost his marbles. He's been praised by the crowds, but scorned by the religious leaders, those same corrupt leaders who, after argument, have driven Christ to call down destruction on Jerusalem and the temple. Truly, I say to you, there will not be one stone upon another that will not be thrown down. So what does this weary and worn prophet do next? He retires to the Mount of Olives with his disciples, and he speaks privately to them. And all of this talk about the destruction that is to come upon the earth, the wars and famines, earthquakes and tribulations, lawlessness and death, Christ's living words, his viva vox, cut through the darkness. A small sliver of light is offered to his disciples and to us today as we begin our Advent journey. In a word, Christ says, "I reign." 4 times throughout these 8 verses, Christ speaks about the Son of Man returning at an hour that no one expects. But he isn't coming again as a lowly prophet from a backwater town. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? No, this time he's coming in glory. He's splitting open the clouds and coming with lightning. In the midst of the darkness and violence and the corruption, Christ is bursting forth, coming to gather all the nations into the kingdom of God, gathering all peoples to himself. He proclaims that he is the death of death. He is the destruction of Satan. The death that was poured onto him cannot stop him because he is the Christ who comes at a time no one expects, to gather his children to himself. The Creator comes to destroy and make new again. I reign. That's the sliver of light that Jesus gives to us in the midst of the darkness. That's the sliver of light that Joe clung to as that slow, creeping death finally took him from this life. It's the promise he clung to as he was laid into the arms of his Savior. You see, this sliver of light is very important. It's especially important for us today because Jesus foresees another darkness creeping into the landscape. It's not his death. He'll conquer that. It's not the destruction of the temple. That'll be wiped out by the Romans. No, this is another kind of darkness that is better known as a dullness. It's that out of sight, out of mind kind of feeling that happens when the church forgets to wait and look for Christ. We too often look into the abyss of our phones, trying to find the light in the darkness, instant gratification for our longing, sinful hearts. We don't even realize that our salvation is drawing oh so near. The dullness, the apathy, becomes the darkness that does us in. Jesus gives us a concrete picture of this darkness when he speaks of the day of Noah in this passage. We commonly see these days as filled with scandalous sin, gluttony and drunkenness, adultery and idolatry. But Jesus here speaks more of the dullness of those days. People are eating and they're drinking, they're marrying and they're being given into marriage. They're completely unaware of what is about to happen. They, like us, are so enamored with the present that they can't even think of the future. Well, thanks be to God for St. Matthew and these words which he writes to us to shake us awake and aware this morning. These words were written that we might not fall into darkness, but live in that sliver of light. The words that stir up in us this eager longing for the Christ to come, both on Christmas Day and on the last day. So what does it look like to wait for this Jesus, to prepare for this Jesus? For me, it looks a lot like the life of Job, who through the darkness that beset him still made the time to pause and be with his Savior. It looks a lot like you all today, who out of the routine of your lives were grabbed by the Spirit and led to this place this morning. The same Spirit who pierces through the darkness of these latter days with these words of hope. Christ reigns. We are given the opportunity today to declare these words as we approach his table to eat of his body and drink of his blood. At the same time in which we are getting the forgiveness of sins placed into us, we are proclaiming the Lord's birth and death and resurrection until he comes again. You see, friends, this is what Advent is all about. It's about the sliver of light breaking through the darkness. It's about preparing ourselves to welcome the Christ child who comes to take away the sins of the whole world. It's about waiting for the Creator of the world to tabernacle among us, to take on flesh in order to die a sinner's death, that we might receive his glory. Be raised to a new life with all who have died in the faith before us. With Joe, and with Louita, and with Millie. Christ reigns. Oh, how wonderful are the works of the one who is to come. Lift up your heads, O wearied ones. Your redemption is drawing near. a blessed Advent to you. In the holy name of Jesus, amen.